We all have decisions that we have to make, choices that have to be made. We have to consider the results of those decisions, weigh the pros and cons, and finally make our choice. Sometimes that can be difficult, especially if we are well aware of all the many different possibilities that could result. When I was getting ready to enter into the seminary, both when I entered the college seminary and when I entered major seminary after college, I had to take a psychological exam both times. And I like to joke around that that was to make sure that I'm not completely nuts. Now, if you know my my sense of humor, I might be kind of sort of nuts, but I'm not completely nuts. At least according to the results. But one of the questions that comes up, we have to fill out this question form and fill in little circles like it's a standardized test and all these different things. And one of the questions is, are you indecisive? Now, I kid you not, I had to sit there for a while and try to figure that one out. Because I thought to myself, well, I chose what I wanted for breakfast this morning. I think I can make decisions. There was that time, but that was just that one time. And finally, it clicked. I was like, yes. I was like, there could be a bigger yes onto the form to fill that out. The next time I had to take that psychological exam to enter into major seminary, I didn't have to take as much time. I was just like, are you indecisive? Yes! I didn't have to take time to think about that. But whether you are have times where you're indecisive, like myself, or whether it is just maybe you're overcome with, what is the best choice? What do we need to do? Sometimes it can be difficult to make a choice. What God is getting at in our readings today, He wants us to make a decision about following His will. He doesn't want us to take it lightly, but at the same time, He doesn't want us to, take all day deciding it either. He wants us to make that decision to follow His will. And we see an example of one that does not follow His will, and one where His will is followed. In our first reading, we hear the well-known story of the fall of Adam and Eve. We hear how Eve has a conversation with the serpent, this cunning serpent, who begins to put doubts in her mind and in the mind of her husband. Does God really know what's best for us? They have this conversation, will you die if you eat the fruit of this tree? Well, no, they will not die in a physical sense. But there is that dying to be able to have eternal life. Entering into this idea of going against God's will. Entering into just doing our own will, our own selfish will. And so this first doubt enters in. Does God even know what's best for me? I know what I want. I want this. I want to taste that fruit. I want to do this. I want to do this just because I'm told I don't want to do it. Or that I shouldn't do it, I should say. I want to do it because I'm told not to. So that first doubt enters in, and so they end up going against God's will. But then we have Jesus in the gospel. And He does the will of God. Now, did you notice we have the same character in both the first reading and in the gospel? Before, He is disguised as a serpent. But now we call Him as He is, the devil, Satan, who comes to Jesus attempting to convince Him to go against God's will.
And I always have to shake my head when I read this gospel because what did Satan hope to accomplish with this conversation? Did he really think that he was going to trick the Son of God into betraying God? But he tries. He tries to convince him. If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread. He starts out really sneaky and saying, you've been fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. Go ahead and have something to eat. Go ahead. Make water come from this rock. Go ahead and do it. You deserve it. And he tries to convince him to jump off of this parapet, the temple. Allow the angels to help him, protect him, to be able to give him all that he needs. He tries to say, if you will worship me, I'll give you everything you want. I'll give you all these kingdoms, all these magnificent things, all these wonderful things. Just follow me. Worship me. But of course, Jesus says no to all of these. He knows what God the Father is calling him to. He's not going to fall for any of that. Writers throughout the centuries have referred to Jesus as the second Adam. And it connects well with what St. Paul is saying in our second reading today. That just as with one man, the first Adam, sin entered in, death entered in, so with the second Adam, the second man, we have eternal life. We have salvation. Jesus made that choice to follow the will of God, to follow God without reserve. We are called to make that same decision, make that same choice to follow after God. During this time of Lent, during this time in which we do some fasting of our own, much like Jesus did, in a smaller version of it, we are called to make that choice, to enter into the will of God. So follow him. By doing that, may God continue to bless us, and so help us gain eternal life.